Hey, Ralphie Radio Show. It's time for our weekly check-in here as we get ready for the weekend with Life and Style Weekly and events editor Juliet Eason checking in from New York right now. Okay, Juliet, cover for Life and Style Weekly for this the current issue is Ava Mendez seducing Ryan Gosling. How did this go down?
This is probably my favorite cover Life and Style has done maybe in the 4 years I've been working there.
Really? Wow.
Can I just say? Because Ryan Gosling is so gorgeous, and I think it's awesome
here we go.
To see him on a cover. But yeah, this is a really interesting relationship because Ryan is really, even though he's Canadian, he is sort of America's sweetheart. And people don't really like seeing him with any woman, let alone Ava Mendez, who sort of has a reputation for being a bit of a man-eater, and she's a bad girl, she's been to rehab, she's older. So I think everyone from the outset looked at this relationship and said, he can have his pick of any woman, how did she possibly snag him? But I think what it comes down to is that there's a few things. She looks a lot like his first crush, who was Raquel Welch.
That's weird.
And when they first got together, they were very secluded on set. They filmed the movie The Place Beyond the Pines together, and they were very isolated in upstate New York, somewhere you might be familiar with.
Where in upstate? Where in upstate? Do you know exactly where?
In Schenectady.
See,
yeah.
People clump... Never mind. I'm not even going to get into this rant, but okay. I know where Schenectady is. All right.
Oh, but it's not technically upstate.
Well, it is, but it's not like... Never mind. It's not near where I'm from, so...
Okay. So, a lot of these factors sort of brought them together, but there's a lot of bumpy road ahead for them. They're very different in terms of the sort of lifestyle they want to lead. He doesn't like the limelight that much, and she really craves fame. He wants kids, and she doesn't. He believes in marriage, and she doesn't, and she's pretty high maintenance, and he's not. So I think they're in the midst of a very passionate fling, but I don't see it having legs.
Hey, you know, it's probably short-term, but I'm sure they're having a blast right now, so God bless the both of them.
Exactly.
Chatting with Life and Style Weekly's Julia Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Lamar Odom and Khloe Kardashian seem to be doing okay, but Lamar was recently having some fun with some of his fellow basketball players in an adult entertainment nightclub, huh, Juliet?
Yeah, he was down in D.C. on January 8th, and he was at a strip club with some of his buddies from the Mavericks, Sean Marion and Delonte West, and they definitely got a little bit rowdy, and there were pictures of him at the strip club, so it obviously got back to Khloe instantly. They're both big tweeters, and I think they search for each other's names on Twitter, so she knew right away when it happened. It does not signal divorce or anything, but she is very displeased with him, so I'm sure he's going to have to make it up with some fabulous piece of jewelry or something like
right,
that.
Right, exactly. I mean, it's not like, I won't say that she can't be bought or anything like that, but I'm sure not irreparable damage at all. We're wrapping up with Life and Style Weekly's Juliet Eason here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, of course, are kaputs, and they really haven't seen each other too much, but they recently ran into each other, right, Juliet?
They did. They were both at the CAA Grey Goose pre-Golden Globes party in L.A., which was on January 13th. And Demi was there with Madonna, and then all of a sudden, basically, Ashton just walked into the room. They must have known that the other had a chance of being there, just because with this A-list L.A. circle, it's such a small group of people, and especially for a big party like the CAA party, everyone's going to want to be there, and everyone who can be there is going to be there. So nothing totally crazy happened. No drinks were thrown across the room or anything like that.
That's
but
good.
Obviously, it's been hard for Demi to see Ashton already moving on with Loreen. His new girl. And so it could have gone better, but it wasn't a complete disaster.
Well, hey, read about these stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Events editor Juliet Eason. Hey, have a great weekend.
You too.